You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Say, I'm mad about a sweet gal, about the latest thing in gals that walks and talks and keeps me watching my pals. I'm so excited, I'll be delighted just to point her out. That's her, yes sir, the one I'm talking about. Say, there goes precious, sweetest little thing, sweet precious, just as fresh as flowers in the spring. Meet precious, she's got something they're calling for, and while they're calling, she's falling for yours truly. Just a gal you surely ought to meet. Believe me, if you value something mighty sweet, and someday when I'm locked in her heart, up in a smart little apartment, she'll be precious sweet to me. Everybody knows she draws attention everywhere she goes. I'm more than sure that you'll understand when I demand, please do not handle. She's so precious, sweet to me. There goes precious, his sweetest little thing, sweet precious, just as fresh as the flowers in the spring. Meet precious, she's got something they're calling for, and while they're calling, she's falling for yours truly. She might guess you just to be polite, still she'll outguess you when you say goodnight. But someday when I'm locked in her heart, up in a smart little apartment, she'll be precious, sweet to me.
Thank you. daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreamin', the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Radiola is still in exile, but we're going to keep it coming here, and we've been doing so all summer. All summer, and this is a summer nights edition, or alternately, I'm just drifting along, which is coming up. But we began with, I'm Andy Sr., by the way. Did I say that? I must have. If I don't say it now, I'll say it later. There's no escaping that. This is Radiola, which has to be... has to exist in some form. Right now, it's available on the internet, not available on the air. So, just got to wait for them to swing that hammer a bit more. They're not doing it fast enough for my liking, but that's okay because our plate is full here in at Radiola Manor. and if you could see it, you could just see how baronial it was. It's definitely we've got rolling acres of something. And we began with Chick Endor, Precious, 1926. Nice upbeat tune to begin the show with, definitely. And George Olson, which certainly speaks to the summer aspect of the program, Hot Air, from 1925, early Victor Electric. Good one, too. And glad to have that. And our theme, Willard Robeson singing with the Panna Troubadours, wake up, chillin', and yeah, wake up, you know, it's about time, it's noon, you better get up sometime. Anyway, we're going to continue now with Don Bester and his orchestra, and this indeed is the idea we're working with, kind of shellac for a summer night, and it's all shellac, by the way, and it is a summer night, so here's Summer Nights, 1925. Thank you.
Thank you. singing a tree. Listen to me.
The Ambassadors. They're one of those nice old vocalions. I did a few last week and some this week. Lovely recordings. Lou Katzman directing The Ambassadors, Breezing Along with the Breeze from 1926. Before that, from 1927, Howard Lannan on Columbia. And boy, that surface sounds nice. There are a lot of Victor Orthophonics today. And they do tend to have a little crunch to them, and you'll hear that. But that's got a fairly clean sound to it. Scrappy Lambert there on the vocal. I'm just drifting along, and that pretty much describes me at this point. Drifting along without a studio, breezing along without the airwaves. And beginning with Don Bester and his orchestra, a nice Latin tinge in there for Summer Nights. 1925. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and we're having some good, you know, some fun here tonight. It really is an evening type show. So, I hope that if the weather clears up, go out on the back porch and just listen. Open up the windows and play the show and have a nice cool drink of whatever variety you choose. Either high octane or regular, and just enjoy the sensation. Here's Johnny Marvin in 1928 with Where the Shy Little Violets Grow, and that goes out to my friend Professor Peter with us of the Small Instrument Society over in Holland, who expressed an interest, and there'll be more Johnny Marvin coming up in weeks to come.
Of childhood, where the skies were fair, I can see a wildwood, flowers everywhere. When the twilight shadows bring their sweet regret, then I wander back again, mid the violets. I've been waking up my mind to find a place that I used to know, by the old Ohio where the shy little violets grow. I've been waking up to find I'm dreaming dreams of long, long ago, of the old Ohio where the shy little violets grow. I'd love to find a little trail, a little winding trail, that house on the hill. Find somebody who promised to be true. I know she's waiting there still. When I look into her eyes, they tell me what I'm longing to know. By the old Ohio where the shy little violets grow. Thank you. hill, a little winding trail. That house on the hill, find somebody who promised to be true. I know she's waiting there still. When I look into her eyes, they tell me what I'm longing to know. By the old Ohio, where the shy little violets grow.
Your girl to love you, do you want to be her beau? Then I'll tell you how to do it, boys, I'll tell you all I know. Put on your bib and tucker and scrub your face real hard. Part your hair right in the middle, boys, and slick it down with lard. Put your derby hat on sideways, pull your peg-top pants up short. Get a red bow tie on a rubber band and show her you're a sport. Get yourself some drugstore perfume and sprinkle it on your clothes. Just a dime's worth will be plenty, boys, to tickle her little nose. Raise your buggy and your harness and curry your trotting mare. Then buy a pretty lap robe, boys, and get you a lady fair. Tie a ribbon on your buggy whip, get a pair of yellow gloves. Then take her to the county fair and buy her what she loves. Tell her she is prettier than a movie actress. Talk about her pretty curls and about her handsome dress. Get yourself a gold front tooth, a Sears and a Roebuck ring, a double note harmonica, and a learn to play and sing. Her granddad and her pap, and before you know it, she's a-settin' on your lap. Tell her she's so pretty, she takes away your breath, and before you know it, she's a-hookin' you to death. But if she does not love you, boy, just make her jealous then. Tell her you love somebody else, that she is just a friend. Take her out to the dances and flirt with the other girls. Hug 'em close and a whisper soft and give 'em all a whirl. Laugh out loud with the others, but to your girl don't you speak. And when she comes around you, boys, then turn from her your cheek. Just follow these directions and she will be your wife, or else she'll marry somebody else and hate you all her life.
Thank you. kissing to do, for I've been missing that too. And I don't care, I'd even scare somebody who won't be true. Oh, I can't eat, I can't rest, it may not be for the best. I've got to get something off my chest. I may regret, but I must get somebody to do, you bet.
Waring's Pennsylvanians, 1925. You heard Polly McClintock in there. He always said, you know, Polly had something going on. I don't know what it was, but he always seemed to get the girls there. I've Got Some Lovin' to Do, 1925, and maybe that's why they called him Polly. I don't know, maybe. Bud Billings before that, How to Make Love, 1928. I got to get a new cartridge for this printer. 1928. How to Make Love. Bud Billings, probably Joe Billings there too. The Billings brothers. Off one of those. Actually, it was a Victor V40,000 series, but a Canadian pressing, which is odd to say the least. But there you go. And if you follow that advice, you're sure to do well. Well, maybe in some neighborhoods. I don't know. That could happen. Beginning with Johnny Marvin with A Shy Little Violets Grow, 1928. Another Victor. So this is Radiola, by the way, and we have some loving to do, and we've got other things to do. But I'm Andy Sr., and I'm trying to keep track of all the things I have to do. Here are a few songs that I would say the first two go under the heading, they don't write them like that anymore, and then you may judge whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. Vic Myers and his orchestra, Frank Bessinger on the vocal in 1924. Harry Reeser's in there on the banjo. Yeah, very nice banjo work. But the song is sad, and, well, the lyrics are too. Just listen. Thank you.
snooky-ooky-oo. Hoop him, you can I him too, under the ukulele tree. Who can hokey-pokey-poo, who can you can I him too, under the ukulele tree. And then we'll make a little music, make a little dancing, hand in hand. Make a little kissing, make a little hugging, made love grand. Who can wicky-wacky-woo, who can you can I can too, under the ukulele tree.
And that's a recording that has some fame, not for its own standing on its own merits, which are considerable, but because it was apparently the recording that turned on Robert Crumb to to vintage music, he said he was syncopation deprived. Well, I found a copy of that, and it's a nice enough copy. Charlie Fry's Million Dollar Pier Orchestra, Louis James on the vocal, Happy Days and Lonely Nights, recorded in 1928. And that, I guess we all have our Rosebud moment, and that was his. And he's there are a lot of good things that he's promoted. And even just ancillary to, and I would say in a parallel with his artwork, he certainly promoted old music. So I really appreciate him for that, R. Crumb. And, Charlie Fry. Yeah, that's what we got there. Before that, Ben Selvin on the vocal with his own orchestra. And this is one of those songs that... I don't know where, as I say, they don't write them like that anymore, and I think there have been some controls put into place in the industry. Under the Ukulele Tree from 1926. Oh, boy. What can you say about that? And not that I don't like it, but it's... It just takes a little getting used to, just like the previous song, which was called Sad. And I think Vic Myers might have, the orchestra leader, had a hand in composing that. Frank Bessinger sung it, or sang it, as the case may be. Harry Reeser on the banjo, 1924, and it's not a big hit of that era, but I think... All those things need to be, you need to listen to these things once in a while, because, you know, not everybody's George Gershwin or Cole Porter or Rodgers and Hart or Irving Berlin. Sometimes you gotta dig down to where the bottom of the barrel is, and there's richness there. There is much richness. This is not the bottom of the barrel. This is Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr., and I can't even fit into the barrel, but I'm trying to change that, yes, indeed, and we're trying to keep the show going during the year, where the station is no longer functional because of a new studio being built. So we're just presenting it to you Rupert Pupkin fashion. Sitting here in the luxurious dining room at Radiola Manor, bringing you a show that ostensibly is a radio show, as far as you know. And what can you do about that? All playlists, by the way, are available on Radiola Blog. That's radiolablog.blogspot.com, or try radiolarhythm.com. It might work. You might get lucky. This show is available on Live 365 also, and an easy way to get there is radiola365.com. So those are my domains, and I'm master of them. We're going to proceed now. Billy Jones and Ernie Hare, and I would rather be alone in the South is what they're singing, and I'd rather be alone in the South, too, than be with certain people up here. 1925.
Say, Bill, would you like to sing a little southern song?
Yes, let's sing I'd Rather Be Alone in the South.
All right, Ruby, let's go. I'm Dixie bound.
Uh-huh.
When payday comes around,
well, well,
don't try to stop me now.
No, sir, and straight as a dog,
yeah,
into Dixie's heart.
You said it.
You can't be satisfied any place else somehow.
Yes, and I would rather, very much rather, be alone in the South than blue and down in the mouth,
where the crowds and lights are all the sight to see, and you would sooner be a communer with the birds and the bees.
That's why I stayed. I can hardly wait for the choo-choo train. I got a mammy there,
a sweetie there, a little Ford runabout.
But if I had no one beneath the southern sun,
you would stand right up and shout
that I would rather, very much rather, be alone in the South, for the South is home.
home, sweet home to me.
Southern ways, southern days, southern cotton and corn.
And southern cooks don't eat books down where I was born.
Southern sighs need southern skies, set your brain in a whirl.
And southern tunes need southern moons
and a kiss from my best gal. So that's why I would rather,
very much rather, be alone in the south than blue and down in the mouth, where the crowds and lights are all the sights to see, and I would sooner be a communer with the birds and the bees. That's why I stayed. I can hardly wait for the choo-choo train. I got a mammy there, a sweetie there, a little boat run about. But if I had no one beneath the southern sun, I would still stand up and shout that I would rather, very much rather, be alone in the south. For the south is home, sweet home to me. I would rather, very much rather, be alone in the south than blue and down in the mouth, where the crowds and lights are all the sights to see, and I would sooner be a communer with the birds and the bees. That's why I say I can hardly wait for the choo-choo train. I got a mammy there, a sweetie there, a little port runner about. But if I had no one beneath the southern sun, I would still stand up and shout that I would rather, very much rather, be alone in the south, for the south is home, sweet home to me.
Means to whisper it too. I'm riding to glory, home on the sweet story. I'm riding to glory with the glorious girl that Mr. and Mrs. includes of kisses. Oh, what a day this is. Gee, my head's in a whirl. Permit me to extend very cordial invitations to go and see us some weekend down where the daffodils grow. I'll be in my glory, all honky and dory. I'm riding to glory with the glorious girl. I'm riding to glory. Oh, what a sweet story. I'm riding to glory with a wonderful little girl. And the news will be spreading, 'cause there'll soon be a little wedding. To heaven I'm heading with a peach of a little pearl. And listen, hear the organ chime. Any wonder that I feel satisfied? It's orange blossom time. And look, there comes the groom and the bride. Oh, I'm in my glory, all hunky and dory, because I'm riding to glory with a wonderful little girl. I'm riding to glory, oh, what a sweet story. I'm riding to glory with a glorious girl that Mr. and Mrs. means oodles of kisses. Oh, what a day this is. Gee, my head's in a whirl. Permit me to extend very cordial invitations to go and see us some weekend down where the daffodils grow. I'll be in my glory, glory, all hunky and dory. I'm riding to glory with a glorious girl. Thank you.
talk about your sweetie. Stop talking about your sweetie. Let's talk about my sweetie now. I've listened to your raven. Now listen to my raven. You're gonna hear some raven now. Just where your sweetie stops, my sweetie begins. If she's as good as mine, she'd have to be twin. You talk about your sweetie. Stop talking about your sweetie. Let's talk about my sweetie now.
That's the Bostonians, Ernie Golden, L. Bernard, amazing, a nice vocal there. Let's talk about my sweetie. He brought so much to a song. I just wonder why he's not more celebrated, because he was good. I like L. Bernard. 1926, one of those nice, crisp vocalions. Before that, Harry Richman on Brunswick. I'm Riding to Glory with a Beautiful Girl, 1928, beginning with Billy Jones and Ernie Hare. I Would Rather Be Alone in the South. Oh, boy. 1925. That, there's such, there's so many things you can say to that. I don't know. You could be alone up here, too. It's just as easy, That's why the door has a lock on it. And this is Radiola, and this door does have a lock on it, just so people don't barge in while I'm doing the show. Here on the Internet, soon perhaps to be also a radio program again. Radiola continues, and here are a couple of really nice things that I think you'll enjoy. I hope you will, anyway. Lovely recording from 1931. A bit crunchy, but I wasn't going to let that dissuade me. Lee Sims with Rockin' Chair.